Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the Irish Bookkeeping and Payroll Podcast. I'm your host, Nielsen Denver. And in this week's news, we have our usual updates from the Revenue Commissioners and important security updates for your computer, a virus warning that could take money from your bank account, some software you may find useful, and a famous author's bookkeeper goes to jail. News from the Revenue Commissioners. Here are some of the e-briefs issued by the Revenue Commissioners I've picked out. E-brief number 29, 2010, Travel Agents Margin Scheme. The VAT information leaflet, Travel Agents Margin Scheme, has been updated following amendments to the VAT Act in Finance Act 2010. The paragraph on business traveller has been revised in relation to deductibility for qualifying accommodation in connection with attendance at a business conference where the Travel Agents Margin Scheme is used, and the examples have been updated to take account of the reduction in the standard rate. Also, just a reminder to everyone else, normally if you stay in a hotel, you can't claim VAT back on your accommodation, but if it's a conference, you can claim back the VAT subject to some terms. Next, e-brief number 31/2010, update of VAT on property guide. VAT on property can be complicated, so if you are in this area, update yourself using the link on our website. And e-brief number 32/2010, frequently asked questions on the use of the Ross PAYE service by agents for clients. Have a read of this if you access your client's tax affairs to Ross. It provides loads of answers to those silly little questions, which are really not actually silly. Also note, the revenues online service for PAYE customers is called PAYE Anytime. Agents do not currently have access to the latest version of PAYE Anytime. However, they have access to the full functionality of this service through the normal Ross PAYE. To enable you to read the e-briefs in full, links to all e-briefs mentioned can be found on our website at bookkeepingpodcast.ie. Just a further note about PAYE Anytime. Encourage your staff to use the PAYE Anytime online facility for their own tax affairs. It's on the same revenue website, www.revenue.ie. They moved Ross over to revenue.ie. Look for the PAYE Anytime logo at the bottom of the screen. Once registered, people can view their tax record, claim a wide range of tax credits, service charges, union subscriptions and rent credits, etc. Apply for refunds of tax, including health expenses. Declare additional income. Request a review of tax liability for previous years. Reallocate credits between themselves and their spouse. Track any correspondence submitted to revenue. They can also use their mobile phones to track correspondence, claim certain tax credits and request certain PAYE forms and leaflets. Now remember, this is individuals, so they can go online and do this. Just if you're a PAYE worker, go to the Ross website and look for PAYE Anytime. Okay, so what's due for payment this month to the Revenue Commissioners? Well, the PAYE for January to March is overdue at this stage if you haven't paid it. The PAYE for March is also overdue. The four-month VAT return, people, you better get prepared. This January to April, every four-month VAT return is coming up for payment now in May, so get ready. If you export to EU businesses, don't forget the VISE return. Since the 1st of January 2010, both products and now services supplied to EU VAT-registered businesses, their values must now be put on this return. You can read the leaflet VISE information guide on the revenue website, and there's a link on our site to that leaflet. Interest out in VISE, what's the difference? The VISE lists all the EU businesses and their VAT numbers and the value you sold to them. The interest out lists all the goods you have sold, that is, not by customer, but by product type. And there's a big book which distinguishes what those types of products are. Well, it's online now, but it used to be a big white book. Business software updates. A little program I found, Expensify, E-X-P-E-N-S-I-F-Y, is now at version 2.0. It works with an iPhone and it's free. You can record expenses, its value, and attach a picture of that receipt so you don't have to worry about if you lose that receipt. I use it for petrol receipts. Just take a copy of it, put the value, who I bought it from, and take a picture with my camera in my iPhone, and up it loads to the website. You can also record hours worked and a charge out rate for that job. You can record mileage and a mileage rate. It uploads all this information to a website where you can gather it all together and produce expense reports and other reports. So it's great for claiming back expenses, mileage, and anything else similar to things like that. And it's for free. There's a pay version as well, but for most people, the free one is adequate. So go to www.expensify.com, E-X-P-E-N-S-I-F-Y.com, and try it out. They have a video tour on their website. So you can have a look at and see what it does. Now, other software, Adobe Acrobat, I go on about this all the time, but you should be on version 9.3.2. And if you're not, go to www.adobe.com and update to the latest version of Adobe Acrobat Reader. That's the Adobe Acrobat Reader. So 9.3.2 is the version you should be on. The Java program that runs in the background, so you probably have a little icon flashing up saying there's a new version. Well, you should be on version 6, release 20, and if you're not, go to www.java.com, that's J-A-V-A, as in coffee, Java, and you can check what version you have and you can update to the latest version. And remember, get these updates, it's important. There's vulnerabilities in these programs, and if you don't do it, viruses like the Zeus virus that has been in the news lately, well, that can get into your machine. It's another Trojan virus that's doing the rounds and infecting computers. So obey these rules. Don't open attachments and emails. Don't open emails from unknown email addresses. Keep your antivirus up to date. You can read about this particular one, the Zeus virus, at the security website called Secunia. That's secunia.com. I have the link on the website if you're into it. Here is an example of what this type of virus has done. A town in the USA had its computers infected and money taken from its bank account. The town was Sandwich, Massachusetts, and it lost nearly $50,000 to a hacker. The Boston Globe reported, they said, the same type of data security breach that has menaced retail stores, restaurants and other businesses had made its way into the Sandwich treasurer's office, where a hacker with possible international ties stole tens of thousands of dollars from town coffers in a complex computer fraud scheme. Sandwich officials have warned their counterparts in surrounding towns of the computer breach. Police believe the hacker used a virus to attack Treasurer Craig Mahon's computer and implant a key logger that monitored any keystrokes he entered. So this is the treasurer of the town of Sandwich who had a keylogger installed somehow on this machine. With technology similar to what is known as a sniffer, a device that tracks computer information, the hacker was able to record Mahon's security code and password as he typed them and used that information to make withdrawals from the town's bank accounts. The money was then transferred to four accounts, three in Florida and one in Georgia. The police chief, Michael J. Miller, said yesterday that Mahon discovered the breach 2 weeks ago and notified police detectives. Now, this is what was written in the newspaper. This is a while back. Investigators were able to determine that the scheme netted close to $50,000. Miller said that detectives will ask the state attorney's general office and the FBI for help in what he called a complex case. He said that the problem with tracking all this stuff is that they don't have the ability. At this point, it's outside their realm of expertise. Police have been working with the town's banks and a white-collar crime-fighting collaboration of law enforcement and bank security officials. Miller said police in Florida were able to question a man who opened one of the four bank accounts that they were using to make the withdrawals from. However, police do not believe the man was criminally involved in the scheme. The chief said the man in Florida, who was not identified, told authorities he answered an advertisement offering to pay him to open the account. Now, so be careful if you're offered money to open bank accounts. The hacker would then move the funds from Sandwich into this account, and the Florida man would then wire those funds through Western Union to St. Petersburg in Russia. Now, this could be your bank account if you're not careful. That is the money going out of it, not into it. Police Chief Miller would not say how much money was actually stolen from the town coffers, but said that it was less than, but approximately $50,000. He said the culprits had been systematic in the account transfers, in that each had been in amounts of less than $10,000, the threshold the banks used to notify FBI officials of significant money transfers. We have something similar here in Ireland on the amount of money. If it's transferred, the banks notify the revenue. Mayan noticed the problem when he was conducting a bank transaction for the town and noticed a series of unauthorized withdrawals under his own credentials. So this could be you and your business. You go to your bank account one day and suddenly there's no money in it because somebody has actually taken it on. So this was probably what's called a targeted attack and a spear phishing attack. So what is spear phishing? Instead of sending millions of emails, these people target a specific person or business, sending some email hoping a person in the business will click on it, and using some known or maybe even unknown vulnerability in their internet browser or something like the Adobe Reader or Java, which you should have updated, so go update them now. They're able to put a keylogger in your computer and record everything you type, so that's your username and passwords for everything from you, especially your bank stuff. If you want to, I have a link to that particular article. Now, I just wanted to spend a bit of time because this is how serious it is now. Because at the moment, I've seen a lot of emails going around claiming to be from the AIB. And you just don't want to be the person who clicks on that and finds in a couple of days' time there's no money. This email goes such as, "Dear AIB member, we have recently determined that different computers have logged onto your AIB account and multiple password failures were present before the logins. We now need you to reconfirm your account information to us," blah, blah, blah. So you get all that stuff. They say, click on a link. Don't click on the link. You shouldn't have even opened this email. The AIB don't communicate on any of the banks. Anything to do with security, they won't do it by email, which is a pain because if you do forget your password, you have to go through this whole postal thing, but it's for your own good. Which is better, waiting a few days or having no money in your bank account? But and there's another one going around from which says it's from AIB, and it says, like, "We need to reconfirm your account information to us." And it says, "As part of our security measures, we regularly screen activity in the system. We recently contacted you after noticing an issue on your account. We requested information for you for the following reason. We have observed activity in this account that is unusual or potentially high risk." So it's the same type of stuff. They're just trying to get you to click on a link, get your information and take your money. And they just don't care what happens to you. So I'll keep emphasizing, keep your software up to date. Any emails that you don't know who they're from, delete them. Just don't go near them. Now, on to other things. I found a site during the week, and it helps to claim back tax from the taxman. The name of the site is A Brown Envelope, a more memorable name, don't you think? There's other sites like this, such as paylesstax.ie, but this website's claim to fame is that no tax refund, then no fee to pay. The website is nicely laid out and lists lots of things people may not have claimed for, and so may be entitled to a tax refund. The blurb on their site is, "Submit your claim now online using our secure form. No need to print off forms and post them back to us. We will then make your claim. No refund, no fee. As an introductory offer, we are charging 10% plus VAT." Now, that's what they're saying, not me. "For our refund service, and unlike other tax refund companies, there is no minimum fee or hidden charges." So again, their website is www.brownenvelope.ie. Now, for those of you who read the author Danielle Steele's books, apparently she's well known. Well, her bookkeeper stole about $768,000 from her. The bookkeeper's illegal activities included stealing from petty cash, authorizing a payroll processing company to pay her more than she had earned, and using Steele's American Express reward points for her own benefit. Now, wouldn't you like a client, first of all, that had so much money in the first place? But anyway, all this was preventable. The same things I talk about all the time that are easy for anyone without even trying hard to walk away with money because no one bothers checking. So all the same type simple scams. Petty cash comes up again. So right, go now, check your petty cash, use the Impress system. And if you don't know what the Impress system is, go back and listen to our article on petty cash. You can read more about this or at the San Francisco Business Times website. We have the link on our website. And if you just Google it, you'll find it too. Now, that's it for this show. Links to all the software and websites talked about here is available on our website at bookkeepingpodcast.ie. If you use iTunes, please rate this show and help us move up the charts. If there is a topic dear to your heart that you would like us to discuss, well, give us an email. Whether you run your own business or work for someone else, we would like to talk with you. We can record Skype calls as well if you really want to come and talk. And we can talk about your favourite topic related to bookkeeping or payroll. For all correspondence with the show, no matter what it is, our email address is the same, bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com. So please put in the subject line, what are you contacting the show about? For example, put news in the subject line if you're sending us news. And again, thanks for listening.